Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Craig, say just a word before we even tackle some of the news items today. Make a distinction between reacting to what our eyes see and the things that are frustrating us and responding. So you see those things, you don't deny them, you acknowledge them, but then you respond to what God says and how those two responses ripple out.
It is imperative that we pray and act. You know, we need to have a worshipful existence. It's fun, you know, this is Independence Day is coming up this week, and I was just looking through some interesting quotes from some of our founding fathers. And Benjamin Franklin, who, you know, a lot of people would not necessarily consider him a godly man, but he became more and more, you know, like many people, he became more and more religious and seemingly godly towards the end of his life. And he said, "Here is my creed. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe, that he governs it by his providence, and that he ought to be worshipped." It's very much true. Those who worship God worship him in spirit and in truth. We call this segment grace and truth. The spirit part is the grace, the love, that connection daily with the Lord of devotion and of worship and of reading our Bible and meditating on his principles. But then on the other side is the truth, to carry forth the truth into this world in whatever sphere God has called us to. We call them the different mountains of influence. So it could be law, it could be politics, it could be healthcare, it could be education, it could be the entertainment and the arts world, it could be business, it could be government, whatever it might be that the Lord has called you to, or it could be raising a family, it could be social work. There's no better or worse, there's no stronger or weaker. The key is saying, "Lord, what is it that you want me to do?" Then doing that thing with all of your might by his grace and asking him, not only, "God, bless what I'm doing," but the better prayer is, "Lord, let me be doing what you're blessing."
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.